You are listening to 漫画先生。
Hello everybody and welcome back to the Among Us 30 Day Challenge, Day 30. Today is the last grammar point, which really should be very simple. Because up until now you've learned so many unique and different things, we're now simply going to be combining a lot of the learning that we've been doing and to make sense of the Japanese words that we've learned thus far. Today we're going to be learning in order to, or a version of for in English. If I do something for you, or if I do something in order to make something else happen, that is where I'll be using this form. Now, this form in Japanese is very common and is used all the time, but let's talk about the noun form, the middle form first. In this form in Japanese, we're going to be using tame, T-A-M-E, tame, and it's going to change depending on what it's connected to. If I do this for you, then I need to connect that noun to another noun, which happens to be the particle no, which we've learned about previously. For example, if this is a box of chocolates for Bryce, このチョコのための this is for a box of chocolate for Bryce. これはブライスのためのあのなんとかなんとか it is a thing for Bryce, making chocolate for Bryce. So I'm combining the ためのため. So I'm putting the ため, and the ため here is connecting things with nouns, right? That's what we use the particle no for. On the same note, we now have the particle ni to work with as well, which we use when we change things from adjectives to adverbs, and showing the directional particle. In this case, it is the directional particle. So if I want to learn Japanese to make Japanese friends, I could say, Nihonjin no tomodachi. So for my Japanese friends, Nihonjin no tomodachi no tame ni. The ni must be followed then by a verb. So, narateimasu. In this case, Nihongo wo narateimasu. So the fantastic part about this is we can do a lot of things with this form, but let's quickly review what I just said so it makes a little bit more sense. The main part of this is the word tame, for, or in order to. If there is a noun before it, so I'm doing this for a book, hon no tame ni. So it's connected with that particle no between tame and hon. If there is a verb afterwards, then I need to connect it with a ni particle. No tame ni yondeimasu, hatarateimasu, benkyoushiteimasu. If I want to learn Japanese in order to read manga, manga yomu tame ni. If there is a verb coming before tame ni, then I do not need the particle no. So, manga wo yomu to read, and this is in base form. Pay attention to that. It's in base form, base three. Manga wo yomu. Manga wo yomu. Not no yomu. You can say that's the reading of Japanese comic books. Manga wo yomu tame ni. In order to read Japanese comic books. Nihongo wo narateimasu. Now, why am I putting a noun immediately after? That's because I'm focusing here on the verb. Now, I can omit Nihongo because I'm putting the verb. And that's implied. The main part of it is what I'm connecting it to. But if I say this is a book for Bryce, I could say Buraisu no hon. That's Bryce's book. But I could put Buraisu no tame no hon. That's a book for Bryce. I'm going to be giving this to Bryce. This book will be made and used by Bryce. And so there's a subtle difference here instead of saying, this is Bryce's book. But if I've just bought it and I put it on my desk and you're asking, この本は何ですか? これはですね、スージーちゃんのための本ですよ。This is a book for Susie. And now this is the big part. このポッドキャストは This podcast, right? The wa particle. このポッドキャストは皆さんのためのポッドキャストです。This is a podcast for everybody that is learning Japanese, that is. So, 漫画先生は日本語を習っている人たちのために毎日このポッドキャストをやっています。I'm doing this podcast every day for people that are learning Japanese. And so I can, if you break that sentence down, you know all the different parts. You've gone over these 30 days and learned a lot of powerful Japanese things. And this tame, if you can get this tame down, and maybe you can go to the website, check it out, learn it, manga-sensei.com, 100% free, brought to you by these people, our lovely patrons at Patreon. You can also learn so many other things in Japanese. That's the start off. Thank you so much. Congratulations. This is day 30 of the Japanese Challenge, and I'll see you tomorrow.